Today, the 11th day of the 11th month, marks Armistice Day. It recalls the anniversary of the official end of World War I with the cessation of hostilities on the Western Front, but it also marks a day of remembrance for all the victims of war. In the United States, Armistice Day is known as Veteran Day, Verdun Day in France, and Poppy Day in the United Kingdom. Stuart Glendall, Director of Communications at the Royal British Legion, tells us why the British choose the poppy to symbolise the futility of war.
Well, the first official Poppy Day was on the 11th of November in 1921. And poppies were really chosen as the symbol. They were inspired by a poem called In Flanders Fields, which was written by John McCrae, who was a doctor serving with the Canadian Armed Forces. And he'd been deeply moved by what he saw and wrote this poem. And later on, it was taken up as a symbol of remembrance. Obviously, it was the blood red of the flower against the countryside there. Today, the poppy means two things. It's the symbol by which the Royal British Legion raises money through its annual poppy appeal to help with its welfare work. And it's an internationally recognised symbol of remembrance. And it's a remembrance, as I said, about conflict and the human sacrifice of war.
Pope Benedict XVI issued a message marking the Battle of Verdun, one of the bloodiest during the First World War. In his message, the Pope urges that the horror of both world wars never be forgotten, so that they may never happen again. The Pope writes that only by knowing of the past will younger generations be able to create relationships of peace, solidarity, and friendship between nations. The Holy Father also reiterates the historic appeal of his predecessor, Pope Benedict XV, that there be once and for all an end to all useless slaughter.